Yesterday, Governor Pat McCrory was on the radio as a guest on the John Boy and Billy Big Show. He had some thoughts to share about House Bill 2, at least one of which was inaccurate regarding Bruce Springsteen's canceled performance. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
On April 10th, Bruce Springsteen was scheduled to play the Greensboro Coliseum. He canceled the Friday before, stating he was taking a stand against HB 2. This Tuesday, during the governor's interview on the lively nationally syndicated program, McCrory took issue with several things: the human rights campaign, the media's coverage on HB 2, and the boss himself.
I love Bruce Springsteen. I love his music. Yeah. But he canceled a concert in Greensboro. By the way, they only had 8,000 tickets sold, with all respect. But Bruce doesn't mention that. They didn't quite get the ticket sales they wanted, but might have had something to do with it. But I love Bruce.
But in an email to WFAE, Andrew Brown of the Greensboro Coliseum says that number is inaccurate. 15,000 tickets were sold, and they have no idea where the governor may have gotten that false information from. He adds the day the show was canceled, there was less than 100 tickets left, and it's safe to say it would have been completely sold out by showtime on Sunday. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.